Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, once again, boys and girls, children of all ages. I am John Thomas, and welcome to another fun-filled edition of the JT Project. Yes, I've been absent for a little while trying to get interviews, but I got this awesome interview. We were talking for about maybe 12 minutes about like drinking, Canada, everything. You name it, we were doing everything. And with me today, I don't know how he came up. I found him on my Facebook page. I was like, I bought him. I listened to their music. They're pretty freaking awesome. And then in my neck of the woods, kind of not really in my neck of the woods, but they're from Detroit, Michigan. They're called Creeping Chaos. And right now I have Rob, the lead singer. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very, very well, sir. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing okay and okay, 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 okay. So how's everything hanging in Detroit right now?
Well, as far as the music scene's going, we are flourishing, man. We got a whole lot of great bands coming out of Detroit. We have a whole lot of great bands coming out of Detroit. We're happy to be amongst the, mid-2000 teens fold.
Right.
We're about to, not this December, but next December, we're going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Ta-ding! See, we get a ringer dinger.
Yeah, we get a ringer dinger.
We get a ringer dinger because 10 years deserves a ringer dinger. Am I right?
Hold on for a second.
Yes.
What the hell? Tell me the telemarketers. Sorry, guys. I mean, this is live and uncut. Actually recorded. Maybe I'll cut this out. Whatever.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter. My wife is taking care of them.
Oh, so is this like live actually too?
No, this is not live. This is recorded.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But
gotcha.
I'll probably cut this out. You never know.
It's okay.
So anyway, now you said 10-year anniversary. You've been together for about 10 years?
December 5th this year is going to be our 9th year. So next year, December 5th is going to be our 10th year.
Unbelievable.
It's kind of inconvenient because it's at like the end of the year, you know what I mean? So it's like our year started the last month of the year, but you know what I mean? It is what it is.
So my thing is, this is a question I have with everybody, and my wife still can't understand, because I smoke cigars and I come out with all these different types of cigars, all the names and all that. How do you guys come up with the name Creeping Chaos?
Well, when the band first got started, we were talking about, are we going to come up with a gimmick for the band? Are we going to just like ride on the sound of the band? Or are we going to like come up with a theatrical thing? And I thought, why don't we just put all that together? Mm-hmm. And at the time, I had been reading a lot of H.P. Lovecraft stories because my ex-girlfriend had given me a bunch of books at the time before that. And I had read a bunch of them and I had just given them all back to her. And I was kind of like mad that I didn't have them anymore. But I had just downloaded The Mountains of Madness and I read it and I was like, man, this is just such a lush, fertile, landscape of literary imagery that we should see if we can get a little bit out of that, because Lovecraft was actually all about people taking little bits of his work and using it. Like he told his friends in letters, oh, by all means, go ahead and use my character. Oh, please go ahead, talk about my stuff. All it's going to do is help my stuff out. And it's obviously, if you look in today's world, you see Lovecraft Country, Relic of Cthulhu, Escape from Innsmouth, all these like video games and stuff that you see nowadays that use Lovecraftian characters. I mean, even Hellboy is based around a lot of Lovecraftian stuff. So he's kind of wormed his way into the culture without making a big noise, which is interesting to me. I mean, there's a little bit of Lovecraft even in Dune, and Stephen King contributes, has said plenty of times that Lovecraft is an inspiration to him. And you look at The Mist, I mean, that's a total Lovecraft story, especially with the way that it ends terribly, because Lovecraft was all about having the ending that you don't expect, because everyone expects a happy ending, and, you know, life ain't like that.
That's kind of cool. I was like, I didn't realize, I mean, I saw Hellboy, like, years ago, the original. I saw that when my first wife, I saw it. Gave her fucking nightmares, which was awesome.
Oh, right, yeah.
Awesome. So, basically, you go to a show. I mean, what does, like, the fans come up to you? What do you sound like? Like, if people came up to you, it's like, oh, you sound like this. I caught it, like, somewhere around with your music and all that. I would say, like, Zombie, Rob Zombie. Something like that, something into that aspect and all that. Like, I would say Misfits, maybe. You never know. But what is your, like, genre? Who do you take after?
So it's kind of tough because I'm one of those folks who, like, you know, it's very cliche to say, well, I like everything. I really do like a lot of different styles of music. And you mentioned two bands that are huge favorites of mine. We just did a show with Doyle this past weekend from the Misfits. Wow. Yeah, and that's the second time we've done a show with them.
Wow.
Last year we did two shows with Wednesday 13 of Frankenstein Drag Queens of Planet 13 and Murder Dolls fame, and just wow. Wednesday 13, obviously. We've also played with Jackal. We've played with Skid Row. We've played with John 5 four times.
Wow. Holy.
So, like, if you're looking for rock music that had... Oh, and we just did a sold-out show this past year, just a couple months back, with Power Man 5000, who is one of my favorite bands ever.
I saw them the first time I ever saw them. I think it was Ozfest, I think I saw them. Ozfest, and then they were on a bill with the original Pantera.
Oh man, I wish I could have seen that, man.
It was like Power Man 5000, Machine Head, and Pantera. I was like loving that shit.
Right, man. It was really something this year to be on the same stage, and not only just on the same stage, on the stage at the Mighty Machine Shop in Flint, Michigan. Yeah. If you guys haven't been to Flint Machine Shop, you guys need to go there, because it's one of the best venues you will ever see. There are bands that come through Michigan and that's their only stop, because like they're like, we have to play the Machine Shop. It's one of the best venues to play.
Maybe when me and the wife decide to do our road trip back to Michigan, maybe we'll stop in there and see what's going on.
It'll be worth it. You know what? If you guys do that, you let us know, and we'll make sure that you guys come to one that, like, maybe we get to do a sport act on or something like that. We'll find a good one for you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about now, how is your stage show? Because I was watching some of the videos. You have, like, this thing a la, who is it, from Iron Maiden and all that.
We have an Eddie?
Yeah.
You're saying Eddie. We have an Eddie?
is it called Eddie?
No. I was saying like Iron Maiden has Evil Eddie.
Oh, you know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
We have our guy.
I was trying to search for the name. I was trying to think of the name, but the name.
So there's a discrepancy about the name for that character that comes out on stage with us. Let me first say that that character is played by my very, very, very close good friend, Chad Kovac, one of my best buddies in the world. He's been helping us out with these shows pro bono, basically, the whole time, and being just a saint and helping us out with doing this fun little, display of craziness on stage. He likes to call that character Chaos. But we also, I like to call that character the Star Spawn. But collectively, I think out of just everybody around in the community that listens to us and all the people that we've done interviews with and all that stuff, lots of people just go, so who's the monster? So he's the monster, I guess. Okay. You know, that's what we kind of call him. It's like, all right, the monster's coming out at this point. You know, we'll say that. But, you know, to me, it's, you know, it's the Chaos Star Spawn to me, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That sounds good. How did this come about, this, the Chaos Monster?
So Chad, the guy that plays the Chaos Monster, he and I worked at the same place. That's how I met him. And he and I ended up at one point, because we worked at the same place, it was nearby, we got along real well. We were both artists. We started working on a comic book together. Mm-hmm. And then at one point it was like, hey, it makes sense. Why don't you just move in with me? We'll move in and we'll work together on some stuff and it'll be cool. We'll get our shit done. Is it okay for me to swear?
Yeah. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I should have asked that earlier. But yeah, we talked about we'll just hang out with each other and we'll work on stuff, work on projects. And at some point, I was just like, man, we need to go check out Alice Cooper when the next time he comes around. And it was almost like magically he came around like a month later. So we went and saw the show, and I had never gotten to see Alice Cooper yet. Since then, I've seen him like three more times. But we went and saw him on the Along Came a Spider tour. If it wasn't that one, it was the Dirty Diamonds tour. Either way, he had people coming out on stage in costumes. He had executioners coming out and dragging him off stage to cut his head off. We had people hanging him. There was nurses running around with syringes and things like that. It was total mayhem on the stage. When it first started, there was a young Alice, because it looked like a young Alice came out on stage. He spun a cane around, and all of a sudden there was a screen that came up, and there was a shadow Alice who did the same thing. The screen came up, and it was the real Alice, and he stabbed the old one, and it looked like he really stabbed him, because he turned him around in front of us, and there was a blade coming out this guy's back. And then he pulled it out, and then it was gone, and then the guy fell down in front of the kick drum, and he laid there for three songs until they did I Love the Dead, and they carried him out on a gurney while Alice played with his hands and messed with him. Laid in front of a kick drum, this actor laid in front of a kick drum for three songs.
That's awesome. So let's go into your some of your music that you that you made. Basically, obviously I was checking you out on Spotify and all that. So sure. The first song is Dead in the Water.
Yeah.
So how did that song come about a little bit?
So Donnie, our lead guitar player, I do occasional leads. Like on the first album, I was the only guitar player, but we brought Donnie in on the second album and he's really taken over the lead spot, really. He had this nice little hook, and we were like, that sounds good. And we just kind of jammed out to it a couple of times and went through it. And then I kind of went home. And actually, if you go on our YouTube channel, you can see that there's a video on there where I'm testing out the first batch of lyrics, and it's pretty much the same as it came up. The attitude of the song kind of gave me this nasty kind of in your face, you know, feeling. And so I decided to try to be a little offensive in that song. But I also tried to not be offensive to a particular person. I tried to make everything like, you know, lateral, you know, so that it was, you know, you could look at it one way and think one thing and look at it another way and it would sound like something else.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nice. All that. So I was going through your titles, and some all these titles that you have, I'm like, oh my God, this is like what I go through on a daily basis. There's one of them, the All Kinds of Hell.
Yeah.
Especially in work, every time when I go into work, it's like, what type of fuckery do I have? So, is that what the song's about? Basically, all types of hell that you're gonna go through during the day.
So, I try to write lyrics that could be interpreted as a literal context, but at the same time, you could totally twist it to whatever you want it to sound like.
Right.
All Kinds of Hell is basically a song with a lot of imagery about how you could assign some of the lyrics to mean something to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because one of the lines in the song is, hang on a second, because I'm not used to just like cranking them out. While the child learns to read, while the hogs eat their fill, while the soldier steps across the body of the stranger he killed, I could give you all sorts of reasons, carry on for days, but you'll just stare and nod with your false grin that I wish I could take away. So like, you know, it's like that kind of thing. It's like, it's not like telling you to feel a certain way about something. It's just like, here, let me present this image to you. What do you feel about that?
Right, exactly.
And then after I present the image, I tell you how my perspective is, which I don't do a lot in the songs where I try to like make it like a personal thing.
Right.
I try to make it more like I'm a character in the song, kind of. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like some of the songs, like I'll listen to the song and I'll listen to like two or three times and then I'll watch the video. I'll get two different aspects of each one of the same song. I was like,
for sure.
That's what it meant. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I see, you know, basically everything I listen to now, like we were talking off air about, you know, I'm sober for 4 months, going to go on 5 soon. And it's like every single song that I listen to, for some strange reason, the songs that I'm listening to have something like it brings me back to like drinking, like you're strong enough, you're this, you're that, you know, you have the willpower and all that. I'm like, oh my God, even like the basic songs.
Well, you know, there's a lot of songs where I think you know, the artist is maybe trying to let people know that, like, you know, I'm going through a struggle, and you know, if me letting you know that I'm going through a struggle could help you get through yours, then I feel like I did my job, you know, kind of a thing. I mean, I don't know if that's how everybody does it, but like sometimes that's something that kind of leaks through.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. That's what I go through, and I'm listening, you know, song, you know, I'm basically either I'm listening to the podcast, my own podcast, or, you know, people, other podcasts, or I'm listening to regular music, like local music. I won't listen to, like, you know, I'm Gen X. So basically I'm listening to '80s rock and all that, like all the cool stuff.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Wrong. There's a couple.
I'm an 84 baby.
Oh, an 84 baby. Oh my
God. Yeah, I'm not that young.
I'm 51. My wife is 51. And I'm like, and my co-host is like, I think somewhere in his, I think he's like 47, 46, 47 years old. I'm like, you're younger than me. You son of a bitch. And he's been doing music for about 20 years. So, you know, he's... You know, he's doing his thing and all that. So let's just dive in one more song. How about this one was funny. Go figure, funny. Funny guy.
Well, this is cool. You're picking songs that aren't the ones that people like talk about a lot.
Yeah, everybody wants to look. I'm assuming that with the interviews you have, they're always asking you, you know, new songs that just came out. So I'm like, Okay, let me dive back and see if they can remember the songs that they did like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and all that.
Yeah, so,
yeah. That's how it
is. Yeah. So Funny Guy. Funny Guy is one of my personal favorites, actually, because it gets to showcase my bass player D doing the other vocal. Now on the album, we didn't have D do the vocal on the album because we kind of thought it would be fun to have our friend from Vicariant at the time, Noah Fox, do the other vocal, because he was just a buddy of ours. We had done a bunch of shows with him, and I was like, boy, it'd be cool to have Noah on a song, wouldn't it? So he is the voice you're hearing on the recording and in the video, right? And that is okay. Noah doing it live with us also in that video.
Okay.
That is Noah in the overalls, if you see the video. But Noah ended up leaving Vicariant as their singer and became their producer for their first record. And they got a new singer, and that's Brandon Curry. And Brandon's the shiznizzle, bam, skizzle, dang, dang.
Ah, nice and all that.
Yeah, I both of them fantastic vocalists. You know, Noah decided to chill out and not do that now. But, you know, I'm happy that we got him on that song because of that. You know, it's like, you know, that's one of the last things that I think he did, I think. And we're happy to have him on that. And the song is just about how society has like this moral stance, but like we don't abide by it. You know, that's kind of what it's about. And we're supposed to be thinking that there's some supreme being making sure that he's watching us, but we still have free will and we still get to make all these mistakes. And also we're going to go to hell if we make the mistakes, kind of thing. And I'm like, well, you're a funny guy. You know, that's kind of the thing I'm saying, because I'm not above taking a jab in the eye of religion, you know. And by the way, if anybody, you know, thinks that I'm being hateful towards your faith or anything, I'm not doing that. I think that there are so many people in this world who believe in what they believe in, and they think they're doing the right thing, and they think they're being good. And I think that a lot of them are. So I'm not judging anybody. I'm just, from my experience being raised as a Catholic and seeing some of the weird stuff that I got told, I'm kind of having some fun with that. And if you want to, you know, complain at me, you know, I'm online. You can yell at me if you want to.
There you go. So basically, a couple more questions.
Can I ask you something real quick? Yeah. This is like a recording, right? We're not doing live. No. Would you mind if I like went for a bathroom break real fast?
Yeah. You can do that.
I'll be right back.
Okay. No second. Problem.
Thank you.
And doing a little bit of here, a little bit of there. So let me tell you my plugs. My plugs, JT Project. You can find me on all social media platforms. I also do another podcast, JT Project, the TFP, which is this fucking podcast. Well, my boy, Mr. Rick from Splinter Reality, go check him out there. We do the...
We don't have it. We don't have the nutritional value of the soil to grow those potatoes, so just stop it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to be much more comfortable.
Yeah, there you go. my question was, if someone came out with an action figure for you, an action figure, what things would go to your action figure? Like, it could be anything.
Relatively full posability, because I've seen like how good some of these action figures are these days, and it doesn't seem like it's that much to make them that good, because I understand how the process works, because I work in a plastics laboratory, so I actually make the plastic that goes into a lot of Marvel character action figures.
Wow, that's cool.
And just by chance, hey, what do you know? we make those plastics, so you owe me. But I would say full posability is, of course, the first thing. I would say, you know what would be really cool? Is if I had, like, little wires inside of, like a rubber-encased, like, dreadlock thing. So, like, they could make my dreads move around, you know? You could flex them, make it look like I'm floating, like Storm.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You know, I'm just thinking of how I would have been with a kid with an action figure. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool if I could move his hair. Oh, I can. That'd be kind of neat, right?
All right. Never heard.
I don't feel like that's something you couldn't do. I feel like there's some way a machine could figure out how to do that.
Nowadays, we have the technology.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun. You know, maybe put like a little hole in the top of my head with like a little gel thing so my eyes light up like green or something.
We might have to make a whatchamacallit, make a thing out of that. Got to make an action figure. You might be able to produce that. You never know. Maybe you're onto something.
Well, I used to be in a band with these guys. I don't know if you heard of them. They're in AEW. Do you know what AEW is?
Oh, All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin and Petey Williams are?
Petey Williams, I've probably heard of him, yeah. Alex
Shelley. Canadian Destroyer, Petey Williams. Yeah. Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin are the Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, yeah. I've on Impact and all these other.
So years ago, I was in a punk band with them.
Wow.
Yeah, and they came over right like a couple of times. We were like going over this like song, and we were a couple of songs, and we ended up doing like a short album, which you actually can get. I'll send you the link when I think about it later. But they're like a punk rock band, and they hired me to be like one of their guitar players and stuff. And we did this cool song called Automation Alley, and it's really cool. It's about like zombies taking over Detroit. It's really cool. I went through like three practices and I didn't know who they were because I hadn't really watched wrestling in a while. And then one day they're like, dude, these are cool little figures you made. Cause I do a little clay sculpting just for fun on the side.
Right. Yeah.
And they saw it and they're like, dude, you should see these figures that we have of us. And I was like, figures you have of you? They're like, yeah, from the wrestling stuff. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, dude, we're in WWE, you know? I'm like, I
had no idea.
These guys for like over like 2 months and I had no idea who they were.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
It was just funny. I still had Petey's amplifier over here.
That's nice. Yeah, they're doing their thing over there. I don't know where they are now. I think Alex Shelley used to be in New Japan, and then he came over.
He actually just started wrestling again like last year, I think, or the year before, maybe. But like I saw he started doing it, but he's a registered nurse, I think, now.
Oh, really?
So he went to school and did a bunch of stuff. Chris, I don't know what's going on with Chris. I know Petey's still doing stuff. Does stuff randomly.
Now I have to start Googling shit. Now I have to start Googling people and all that.
I haven't talked to them in a while, but you know, like I know they're all still doing like things and everything. So if they see this, hey guys, miss you. Good to see you.
There you go.
I see you guys are doing stuff.
I get it. This is a loaded question. And we spoke a little bit about bands that you opened up for and all that. Skid Row and all that. If you had your chance, past or present, which band would you want to open up for? Any band? I know this is a loaded question. I love it.
Gosh, there's just so many I like.
What would be your top three?
You know, I because I can't help but think about Propriety.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I feel like somebody along the lines of Rob Zombie, or, you know, I can't say Power Man because we actually got to open for Power Man this year. And that was good. You know what? Alice Cooper. Yeah, Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper would be the band that if we could do a show with Alice Cooper, man, that would. Oh man, that yeah. You know what? Yeah, that's it.
All right, you got
it. For me, I can't speak for the rest of my band. I can speak for myself. Yeah, because we've already opened for Nita Strauss.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, we opened for her at the Token Lounge. Yeah, yeah.
She's one badass guitar player.
And she even gave us. She was the only artist who's ever been the headliner for a show that we did. Who, when we finished the show, they were like, "Hey, how about the Creeping Chaos, the local heroes?" She gave us a shout out on stage. And she even, like, when we saw her at like a meet and greet thing later, she signed something and remembered us. It was really nice. It's nice when something like that happens, you know?
That's awesome and all that. Now, have you ever met somebody like, you know, they were famous, but not really, like you said, Nina Strauss and all that, but you played with her. Have you ever met like one of your icons, like Rob Zombie or something, like Alice Cooper or anybody like that?
Well, you know, I actually have met a couple. We got like a couple minutes still, right? We're okay. Okay. So real quick, some of the top ones, I'll give you like one to four of the top ones that I've just happened to run into and had a cool exchange with. Mm-hmm. But then I've got this final one that I think you're going to probably think is kind of wild.
Okay.
So first off, I ran into Violent J at a bar that I frequent from Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah. And I recognized him and I just casually was like, "Hey, I'm not trying to cause a fuss or nothing, but you mind if I buy you a drink, sir? Because I love your music." And he was like, "Yeah, okay, sure." And I got it for him. He's like, "You want to sit down, man?" And I ended up hanging out with him like the rest of the night till the bar closed.
That's nice.
He was super nice. And he told me stories and I told him stories. And it was just like hanging out with a buddy. And it was, you know, one of the coolest things that's ever happened in my life. So that's one. Second one, we recorded a demo album, my old band, I don't know, that's on my shoulder right here. We recorded an album that we were trying, or like a demo version of an album we were trying to get done at the same studio that Lynyrd Skynyrd in 2002, Lynyrd Skynyrd had recorded the Vicious Cycle album at, which is like a live album.
Nice. Okay.
And this guy that was the producer for that. And we happened to run into him at Pine Knob while Skynyrd was playing, me and my band at the time. And he goes, "Hey, you guys want to meet the band?" And we were like, "Yeah." So he told us how to do it, where to go. We went there. And before the band got there, we were kind of waiting in the parking lot. And who shows up but Ricky Medlock of Blackfoot fame,
wow,
who is the guitar player for Skynyrd now, and told us that night, you know, I was originally their drummer, and then I went to go do Blackfoot. And I was like, I did not know that. So it was an interesting evening. He said, "Hey, their room is this one. Go up there. And then when you get up there, you know, just knock on the door and tell them, you know, so-and-so." And we did it, and Johnny Van Zant opened the door. And by the way, Johnny Van Zant comes up to about my chest. it was so funny because I was like, "Oh,
how you doing there? Is your mom home?
What was that?" He goes, "What's up?" And I said, "Is so and so here?" And he goes, "Y'all Skynyrd fans?" "Yeah." And he shuts the door and goes, "See ya." And he shut the door. And we're like, "Oh my God, we just got dissed by Skynyrd." And then the door opened back up and he's like, "I'm just kidding. Come on in." So that was the second one. Now, the third one is the big one. I was about 5 years old and I met Elton John on stage at Pine Knob.
Nice.
My dad put me up on the stage because I said, "Why is Elton smashing his piano stool and giving it to people?" He goes, "Why don't you ask him?" And I was like, "Okay." Because this is back in the day when Pine Knob, you could bring in like a cooler full of beer and like some fried chicken from KFC. And that was like, that's how it was, because it was like a park, you know. That's how old I am.
Okay.
So we come in there, and when we first came in, they were doing a sound check, and Davey Johnstone, his guitar player, was doing his own sound check. And I came up and with my dad, and he goes, "Who's that?" And I said, "That's Davey Johnstone." And he heard me say his name, and he looked over at me and he pointed, and then he was like, "Hold on 1 second." And so we waited for a minute while I did a sound check, and then we were starting to walk away. And then the security guard guy's like, "I'd wait if I were you." And then I remember he said, "Can I borrow him for a minute?" And I got to go backstage, and I got to like meet a whole bunch of cool people. I got to meet like the whole band except for Elton, basically. Because Elton was on his bus, probably doing coke or whatever. And they gave me like a signed picture, some drumsticks, and just some stuff. And it was just really cool. It was really, really cool. And then they were like, "Hey, when this song comes on, bring him back up to the stage, and we'll get him up on stage for something." And then, of course, when that song came, I'm like, "Dad, I got to go to the bathroom." So my dad's pissed and, you know, come back. And then we actually got up there, and then they put me on stage, and Elton's in mid-swing smashing a keyboard stool. And then I was like, "Why are you doing that?" And he's like, and sees this little kid, you know, and he goes, and he leans into me. And dude, I've never seen someone so sweaty in my life. He's wearing a top hat. He's got like a green, like tuxedo coat with tails, and he's like, "I'm breaking pieces of it off and giving it to the audience. Do you want some?" And he's like right in my face. And I was like, "No, what do I want with a broken chair?" You know, and I start walking away because I'm like five, so I don't know what that is. And then my dad's like, "Take it, take it." And then he put me on the piano stool next to him, and he sang Rocket Man, and he even took my hand and like went like that on the keyboard with it.
Nice.
And like it was wild, dude. And I remember looking out at that crowd in Pine Knob and being like, "Wow, this dude plays in front of a lot of people." And I was sitting there thinking, this is pretty cool. And I feel like that's kind of like when the bug bit me.
Ah, okay.
Like really, I feel like that's kind of the, I mean, nobody like a lot of people don't get to have an experience like that. But I mean, like, if something was gonna get you, that would be it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So
we can blame Elton John for your success.
It's Elton John. It's Elton John's fault, and I'm ruining your ears right now.
So we're coming a couple more questions before we end this interview.
I'm sorry that went so long. I apologize for how long.
That's okay. That's all right. I have something. I'm on Unrestricted Radio, and I have something called I write random questions down, and I put them in a bowl. I call it the dog bowl. Now, cool. I pulled a couple of questions out. Would you want to, answer a couple of questions?
Sure. Do I have the American right to plead the fifth?
Yes, you can.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, as long as I can plead the fifth on something that I don't feel comfortable about, then yes, I'm absolutely ready to do your quiz, sir.
Okay. What is your weapon of choice?
Wait a minute. Like, that's the first question?
That's the first question.
Okay, go ahead.
What would be your weapon of choice?
What?
If you had to kill somebody, what would be your weapon of choice?
Well, I guess it would depend on the person and why I'm killing them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not sure how to answer that.
So it could be like, say somebody that like...
How about this? I'll give you a multiple choice answer.
Okay.
Can I do that? Is that allowed?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So if it's somebody just, I guess, if I'm just psychotic and it's somebody random, I'd probably like choke them.
Okay.
Because it seems like something you do like in the heat of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, because the only way I could see me actually doing it, like if my life was threatened kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the first
grab. Yeah. You know, because that makes the most sense. You know, it's like if somebody tried to kill me and then I was able to knock a weapon out of their hand, I guess if that's about what I'd have, I'd be able to choke them. That's, I guess. And I think I could probably do it. I don't know. I don't want to, but I could, I guess. So, but if it was somebody that was attacking my family and I was able to get the drop on them, definitely a slit to the throat.
Ah, okay.
You know, because then like it's quiet and you're done, and then my family can get out and go to the police and we can get out of there, and then it's over and done with. I get the drop on it.
Yeah.
So it's very dependent on the situation. Now, if this is somebody who's done something like assaulted or not safe for YouTube somebody that I care about, mm-hmm. You know, I could get a little more creative, you know.
That's cool and all that. So let's go a little bit more happier. Who to win in a race, the Roadrunner or Speedy Gonzales?
Just because of the leg, the length between the steps, I would have to assume a Roadrunner would outrun a mouse.
Yeah.
Even if the mouse was really super fast and maybe even had methanist system.
Yeah, you're like the second one that me, you and my co-host on my other podcast, he said the same thing. He goes, well, it all depends on length and all that.
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's one of those things. It's like, I mean, if a mouse was the size of a Roadrunner,
right?
You know, not now, maybe we're talking. I don't know. I'm not sure. Wow. Because then the mouse might be a little too fatty to run. So I don't know.
Okay. I know for a fact that you're gonna think about this. When you get off this thing and you'll go to bed and then you'll be thinking about it. And then now you'll be like, God damn it, JT. Jesus Christ. Now, do you put on your socks, then your pants, or the other way?
I wear my socks all the time, and I don't wear pants all the time.
Ah.
So I would say socks first.
Okay. So here's the question that I usually give everybody.
Okay.
And they don't realize that they do this. Are you a sock shoe or sock shoe or sock shoe?
Sock shoe shoe.
Okay, so you're not a serial killer. All right, we got it.
No.
And he says that with a stare face. So, okay, now we'll get back into gruesomeness.
That's fun.
What would be your last meal if you were on death row?
Well, you can kind of have anything you want, right?
Yeah, basically.
I'd be like, field trip, old country buffet.
Well, you can eat, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you'd be like, old country buffet. Like, that's an answer. Like, what do you want to eat? Country buffet. Like, when you're getting together with your family, when they say, like, what do you guys want to eat? Do you say, well, I would like short ribs? No, because that guy might not want short ribs. What do you say? You say a restaurant. So my answer is old country buffet.
Yeah, that's cool. Just bring it in. We'll be good and all that. So,
yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Did you ever buy a floor model, like a TV or an appliance? Like a floor model, if they didn't have anything.
Yeah. I bought my Marshall JCM 900 that way.
Oh, nice. I never
heard. I tried it out at the Guitar Center and I was like, man, this sounds classic. I want this. They're like, but you just bought a Line 6 Bogner valve amp. Like, that doesn't go with it. I'm like, your mom doesn't go with it. I want that. Give me it. You know, like, you know, I was like, don't tell me what to buy. Like, I got the credit card, okay?
Yeah, I got the black card. I got the company.
Yeah. I love the sound of that JCM 900 too, because it's got a nice warm sound to it. Years ago, I blew out the stereo channel, unfortunately, because I had somebody plug me in wrong. Believe it or not, it wasn't me this time. Somebody was helping me out, and they plugged the wrong thing in and fried out the stereo side. But actually, my amplifier works well at a 4-ohm level. So, nice. You know.
All right.
When I'm recording, though, I use a Behringer 412 at a 16-ohm.
That's cool. All right. Next question would be coffee or tea?
That's another one. It's like kind of like a 50-50 for me, man, because it depends on the situation. I like coffee, but like tea, I feel is more remedial. So like if I'm not feeling good, I feel like tea. But like, yeah, if I was going to go with more like all the time, probably coffee.
Right.
Coffee. So yeah. I'll go with coffee.
If you're singing, you want to, you know, do the herbal tea and stuff like that to, you know, get your vocal ready.
I like green tea and I like honey tea. Like those both, like, I feel like they help me out. Like when I'm having like kind of like a sore throat kind of thing.
Nice. And all that. Okay. And the last question would be, what is your favorite fast food place? It could be local.
Realize the importance of my answer here.
Okay.
because I mean bro homie. The thing that I love to get when I'm down in Detroit, when I'm coming home, that always is great, is Braze. Do you know what Braze is?
Braze. No, not really.
So Braze may be an exclusive local kind of chain. They had multiple locations. I don't know how many they have now. They used to have a donkey for their logo.
Oh, okay.
You remember that? It had a burger, then it had like a glass of water or something like that for its other.
I think I've probably seen that in a picture or something like that.
Yeah. So in Garden City, where I grew up, which is a suburb of Detroit, it's like about 15 minutes away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Braised hamburger stand. And when we did shows down in our area, like if we did shows at the Token Lounge, or if we played at Strikers on our acoustic nights, or if we played at, even anywhere that was nearby, like down there, that was like somewhere where we could have done a full show, we would stop off at Braised and go get some hamburgers. You could get like a sack of 20 hamburgers for like, $13,
Is it like a White Castle or something like that? Like something like
I
that?
Think it's better than a White Castle because they use chopped steak for their burgers.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna have to do.
Do you know where Ford Road is, right? Ford Road, where Middle Belt, Ford Road, any of those streets?
No, not really. I probably can't.
If you get a chance, man, if you're ever down in like the area of Garden City for any reason, if you get a chance, stop by Braised Hamburgers.
Okay.
It's right between Garden City and Canton.
Okay, I gotcha.
So you know where the Canton Guitar Center? Have you ever been there?
It's not really. I'm from New Jersey, so basically.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're ever in Michigan and if you ever come out here. You got to check out a Braised.
Yeah.
You got to check out a Braised. There, it's like a White Castle, but like more homemade. It's not so greasy. Oh. It's, they fry up the onions right there in front of you. It's not like a bunch of stuff coming out of a package. It's real meat that they chop up and then make burgers out of. It's good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I definitely got to check that place out because when we drove past, I think we did downtown Detroit. Like we drove around Detroit, I guess, or down.
Yeah.
I think we just hit rush hour by the time we got there.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's always rush hour because there's construction everywhere in Detroit.
Always.
We're always fixing stuff.
When I used to go down to when we went down to North Carolina, just coming up, I was like, it was on the weekend. And of course, there's construction all over the place. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
for sure, man.
Since we're coming to the end of the podcast, where can they, what do you have on the men's right now? On what does Creeping Chaos have in the future?
Well, we're in the middle of getting ready to start scheduling studio time so that we can go into a professional studio to finish up the writing process that we've been doing for album number 3.
Nice. Excellent.
We already have our first album, Meticulosa Veritatis, out. Mm-hmm. And our second album, The Alignment, which you can actually, if you guys want to listen to it just to check it out for free, I have no problem telling you to check it out for free. We're on YouTube Music, mm-hmm. So you can listen to our songs and see if you like them. And if you do like them, you can download them at all the platforms, basically. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music, iHeartRadio, iTunes, all that stuff. We're on all those things. And, or not iTunes is gone, whatever, but you know what I mean? We're on everything. Deezer, we're on that now. This new album, we're going to probably have done, I'm hoping we're going to have it done by Halloween. You know what I mean? Ready to give out by Halloween. We have to just finish up the last couple demos. Then we hit the studio and then we start finishing it up. And then we decide what we're going to call it. And hopefully it'll be out this year. We also have a show coming up at the Music Factory in Battle Creek on July 21st. I can't remember all the other people that are on it off the top of my head. And unfortunately, I don't have the lineup in front of me right now because it's usually on my phone and I'm using it to record right now. it's going to be a good show. We're excited. It's our first time at the Music Factory. So if you guys can come out, please come out and support us. Yeah, that's pretty much what we got lined up right now, because we just got done doing our last like bit of show runs. Like our last weekend was our last thing with Doyle.
Oh, nice. Impressive.
Yeah. Which was a really great show, and we had a great time at that.
So what like if they want to contact you, what type of social media sites? I know that you went through a couple of them, like YouTube. Like where can they reach out and get in touch with you guys?
Well, like you said, YouTube is always cool for like leaving a comment, letting us know how bad you don't like us. we have a website, www.thecreepingchaos.com. It's thecreepingchaos.com, the whole thing. The very first page has a free song you can download called Meltdown, which Violent J actually challenged us to write.
Mm.
And you can download that for free, and that's actually the better version of it than you can hear on YouTube. So please, if you guys get a chance, download that, because we want you all to have that. Not only the website, we also have our Facebook page, and we're pretty responsive on the Facebook page. So if you guys like, you know, make a comment or send us a message or anything like that, chances are we'll get back to you. You know, we're not swamped with people or nothing like that. Even if we were, we'd still make the effort.
Nice.
We also have an Instagram account. The Instagram account pops up on the Facebook page, so I'm sure that you know, all these smart youngins can find their way to us through that. So that's basically our biggest thing is Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. That's our biggest stuff. And we're on Spotify, like I said. So if you guys want to check us out, you know, hop on Spotify and check us out.
Yeah, I'm on, I'm following you on Instagram as well. You got some good shit on that show, on that page too. So I'm like, oh, okay, let's see what they're up to. You know?
Oh, which one? Instagram?
Yeah. JT.
Oh, thank you.
JT Project 220.
Excellent.
So excellent. All their links will be down in the description below. Rob, thank you very much for coming on. One more question. If someone actually came to you and asked you, he wants to get into singing and start a band and they want some advice, what would you give them?
Do you want to do it because you have a drive to make music?
Yeah.
Because if you want to do it because you want to make music, it's going to be the most rewarding experience you'll ever have. If you want to do it because you're trying to make some money, maybe go get a job and then go book some gigs.
Yeah, that, you know, some people actually they do what they love to do, making music, and they work too. So, you know,
that's how I've always done it. I work a midnight shift job so that my Friday nights and my Saturday nights I don't work.
Yeah,
and then if I ever get a gig on an odd day, I just use a vacation day.
Yeah, that works for you guys.
I purposely took a job that I was like, you know, this will work for the band. So if you really care about the band you're playing in, you will do things to make sure that you can do it. If you're not willing to make adjustments to execute the plan, you don't really care about the plan.
Right. I got you.
That's all. And that's not meant to be hateful or anything like that. That's just, you know, if you aren't willing to make accommodations, or if you can't make accommodations, then maybe it's not for you. That's what I would say. But if you're doing it because you are going to do it anyway, then you're in the right business.
Nice. Well said. Well, thank you, Rob, for, you know, joining me on this wonderful interview.
Thank you.
Basically, you know, check them out. If you're in the Detroit area, check them out. Is there any other, like, would you want to travel outside of Detroit?
Yeah, actually, we were looking at doing a East Coast tour that unfortunately didn't pan out, but we're also looking at one in the Midwest where we hit like Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, and then back home, and we're working on it. We're working on it. Oh. We're trying to, you know, kind of creep our way out, you know.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see that? Wah, wah. But yeah, we're trying to spread our tentacles out and make our way to other places in the Midwest for right now. And like I said, after October and we have like a new album to offer, I feel like there's going to be like a little bit more interest in us by then, because we, like I said, we've been doing okay, man. We've gotten to do some great shows in the last couple of years, even in the last couple of months. And I don't take any of that for granted. And I appreciate everybody who's come out to see us, by the way, if you're watching this right now. And if you haven't come out to see us, I would really love it if you'd come out to see us. So we're going to do our best to give you guys something great on this next album. And I'm pretty confident in it. So I guess that's all I got to say. Other than I'm really proud of my band and how hard they've all been working on making sure that this is going in the right direction, because I've really seen a lot of awesome effort out of my folks in the band, and I'm proud of you guys, and that's about it.
Nice, excellent. So, like I said, I was like, this is Creeping Chaos. This is episode 158. Coming close to 160. I might get used to this and all that. So, with that being said, guys, I am John Thomas, Mr. JT to my friends. And I like to say my words to you. Come get me, sweetie. I am done. Bye-bye now.